Scary Stories by Peter Bernard.
Strange Springtime Discovery. As told to Peter Bernard, read by PQ River. Dear Scary Stories, I want to tell you a story that has cost me a few of my friends. They say it's evidence I need to check myself into a mental home. When I wrote about this on Facebook, it got over 100 likes, but a large portion of the comments people left were somewhat rude. Don't go looking for that post now, as I have deleted it and deactivated my account due to the harshness of the ridicule I received. If you're going to tell me I'm crazy, or that I'm making this up, you'll be telling me things I have already heard over and over, so please don't mind me if I ignore those type of comments. I also ask that you please hear me out and listen all the way through to the end of what I have to say before you judge me. Now, here's what happened. I found the body of Mithras in the forest behind my home in Massachusetts, and I buried him. Well, at least it told me it was Mithras. Other times it told me it was Horus. I could tell that it was a god of some sort, though, because of its size and also the way it was speaking to me inside my head. Most people can't even speak in your head when they're alive, so I figure if something can do something like that when they're dead, they must be a god, or as Giorgio Tsoukalos would say, an ancient alien. Okay. Now that almost everyone has turned this off or stopped reading, I'll tell you the rest of the story. It all started when me and my dog Mike were out roaming in the woods like we did every Friday afternoon when I would get back from work. My office was letting us out on noon on Fridays back then. It's a long story. They don't anymore, but I'm in a different department now anyway. It was early spring, and only some of the trees had buds on them. Things were starting to get green again, and here and there flowers were starting to poke their heads up and give the place that smell that only comes that time of year. Mike started chasing a rabbit, and I was running after him, trying not to lose sight. After a while, neither of us could see where the rabbit went, and Mike ran in a circle around me, smelling the ground and the air in a confused manner. That's when I first heard the voice. I wasn't really sure if it was speaking English or what, but I understood what it was saying. It was calling me by my name, or actually by my middle name, Dwan, which was what my mother wanted my name to be. She had to settle for making it my middle name because my father wanted me to be named after his rich uncle, who ended up dying and not leaving us a cent anyway. The voice called me by the name my mother named me. The voice told me to come find it. Mike and I wandered the rest of the day, and then just before we were about to turn back, we found the god laying dead on the forest floor. It was so tall, there was no way it was not a god. It had to be 12 feet, maybe 13, just laying there, decomposing. I wonder what it had looked like in life besides large. Much of the flesh was already eaten away. The eyes were long gone. Mike whimpered and wouldn't come near.
"Bury me," the voice said.
"I'll get a shovel and come back in the morning," I said out loud to the body.
"No," the voice said. "You must use your hands. You must do it now."
Then it began chanting in words I did not understand. I realized that it must have been speaking English to me earlier, because I understood it then, but did not understand it now. And it chanted something that sounded like a prayer.
"Anik brak, anik brak, nefer empit, anik brak."
Long after dark that night, I dug into the soft earth with my hands. I dug a shallow grave right next to it, from the body's head down to the body's feet. The hole was probably only a foot deep in the deepest places, far less in some areas. I was growing exhausted, and the night was becoming colder. Poor Mike was miserable and terrified.
"Enough," said the voice in my head. "Now pick me up and place me in the earth."
I was dizzy and tired. I knew what he asked made no sense, but I wrapped my arms around the rotting, horrible-smelling corpse as though to pick it up. As I stood, I discovered I was holding nothing but a seed, the like of which I had never seen before. Reality seemed like one continuous morph, yet felt face-slappingly real at the same time. My stomach boiled and made weird indigestion sounds, and I realized my hand was shaking. It was hard to look at the seed with my hand shaking like that.
"Throw me into the ground. Allow me to die and be reborn."
I dropped the seed, and it dug itself underground. I heard and felt it doing so. I felt the voice was gone and immediately began jogging away from there, anxious for the disorienting event to be over. It was already dark, and we shouldn't be out there alone at this time of night without any sort of weapon. Mike was excited as I began my walk home, grateful to be returning to safety. What a day for such a small dog to have. That Sunday was Easter morning, and right after dawn there was a terrible noise in the woods. I don't even want to describe what it sounded like I was listening to. There must be a bear in the area, I thought, and loaded my shotgun. Mike began whining and tried to get me to go to the bedroom where he felt safe. I decided to surf the internet on my iPad for a while on my enclosed porch, which had large windows that gave a clear view of the forest in the direction the horrific noise just occurred in. I figured I'd keep a peripheral eye on the woods for a while, just in case. About a half hour later, I heard something else inexplicable out there. The chances of a second predator in the area terrified me, and I now sat up at attention for the better part of the next hour, scanning the tree line with the scope on my rifle, looking for anything even slightly out of the ordinary. Then I heard it. I heard the voice. I heard the voice, only this time it wasn't coming from my head. This time it came from the woods. It said things I didn't understand, like,
"Nehes, Nehes, Nehes."
It said my name again, the name my mother gave me. Then it said,
"I'm hungry. Feed me."
I heard trees parting, then saw the thing coming out of the forest. It was entirely covered in hair, and it was taller, much taller than the body old Mike and I had seen. It was the most surreal thing I have ever witnessed or ever hoped to see. The huge thing sat down, cross-legged in my backyard, looked at me, and repeated,
"I'm hungry. Feed me."
I prepared all the food in my house, one meal at a time, and fed the giant horror. I imagined the lecture my late mother would be giving about how it must be Satan because it mocks the Lord by returning to life on Easter. My poor mother, God rest her soul, never knew that there were things older than Satan. Could this thing be what it said it was? If not, what was it? After each meal, it informed me it was still hungry. It was only hours before all my food was gone, and when it was, I told it so. I asked it if I should go into the town and get more food. There was silence for a while as this huge man-like god thing and I regarded one another. In the evening sun, its hair looked much greener than it had earlier. I wondered what it was, really. It had given me two names already, but how many more could it give? I asked in my mind, "What are you, really?" The thing made an expression at me as though it felt disrespected. I suddenly remembered that it was hungry, and a flash of adrenaline fear shot through me like lightning. Its expression changed to an unknowable one, and it began to rise to its full height. The higher it stood, the more my stomach hurt, and I felt like I was going to be sick right there. I was glad that Mike was hiding, as I had to crane my neck backwards to continue to look at its face. It became very apparent that this creature-like thing could have me as the next course in his meal without extending much effort. I heard it emit a low growl, or I felt it in my belly and the soles of my feet. This was an animal and a god, yet it was neither, and a mockery of both, and now it was going to kill me. Except it didn't. It turned and walked back into the forest and was gone. I haven't seen it again. But every springtime since then, I leave food out in the forest. I put it out pretty deep in the woods, further than old Mike is ever likely to go. To this day, I don't know what that thing really was or is. Was it the embodiment of spring? Was it some sort of earth spirit or elemental? Was it a troll, a giant? Or was it a god form called various names by various cultures over dozens of centuries? Although a layman, I consider myself a man of science, and science limits itself to the bare facts. The one thing I can state unequivocally about this entity as an undeniable scientific fact is that when it wakes up hungry.
Check us out on our YouTube channel, Scary Stories NYC.
Come back for more scary stories.